This is Marion with Daughters of Decision. This audio is the first in a series on loving our daughters. I share as a mother who is continuing to learn how to love my daughters. It truly is a daily process, and I have been blessed with daughters who are loving and quick to forgive. Job 21:2 says, "Listen carefully to my words. Let this be the consolation you give me." As Job was facing his trials, his friends were giving him advice. Yet what did Job desire? He wanted his friends to listen to him. Did you notice what he said his friends listening would give him? Consolation. Comfort to his heart. Daughters can hunger for this kind of consolation from their mothers. Not more words, not more advice, but instead a listening ear. Oh, how I still need to grow in this area, but praise the Lord, He is helping me to learn. As my daughters were growing up, we were a pretty talkative bunch. Well, actually, we still are, but there were times when it was difficult for my daughters to ask certain questions or to share their heart, and at times, I'm sure I was not being a good listener. I'd like to tell you about an idea that helped my daughters share and helped me to listen to them. We started to use little inexpensive spiral-bound notebooks. I gave a notebook to each of our daughters with the understanding that they could write notes to me about anything at any time. When they had a note ready for me, they could leave their notebook in my room for me to read. They knew that after I read their note, I would respond by writing back and that I would then put the notebook in their room. This notebook idea proved to be valuable as we grew in our relationship and communication with each other. Their notes helped me to listen to my daughters and understand them better. Sometimes the notes were endearing. Sometimes the notes were revealing, showing me an area in which I needed to change, or things I needed to pray about and pursue further. These notebooks gave me another way to listen to my daughters, to tell them that I love them, to affirm them, to encourage them, to share a Bible verse with them, to help them think through thoughts and questions they encountered. Now we all have cell phones and we text. Yes, even though we still live in the same house and continue to enjoy talking with each other, we text each other notes, prayer requests, and more. What a joy! I think the little notebooks that we began to use 21 years ago were one of the things that helped to prepare the way for our continued communications today as adults. And I am so grateful. So, I pass this idea along to you.